Well, welcome to the Weekly Targeting Excellence Call. My name is John Ramsey. This is a call I do every single Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, I'm sorry, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, at 8 o'clock if you're in the time zone that I'm in, which is the Central Time Zone. And we also have somebody very interested in this call this evening from Italy, because his home country is Romania, and he was very interested to find out that the speaker tonight is from that country. So anyways, I want to introduce everybody to my special speaker this evening. Welcome, Rodica, and hopefully I'm pronouncing this correctly, Rodica Lambert. I know.
Yes.
I'm pronouncing that last name. Okay. Rodica is a pastor, an entrepreneur, and a minister in the marketplace. Now, that's what really got me excited when I first heard about this, because she and her husband, Tim, are the co-pastors of Christian Embassy International Church in Chesapeake, Virginia, and they coach marketplace and business leaders through the Trusted Compass, which is a Christian business network which they founded together, and I was fascinated when I heard about this yesterday. Whether it's raising their three beautiful children, pastoring, or doing business in the marketplace, the Lamberts work together in business in the marketplace as a dynamic team. And Rodica's story of triumph over poverty, hardships, and persecution growing up in under communism in Romania, I believe, will inspire you to soar above your circumstances and fulfill your God-given destiny. I've been really promoting that a lot to my clients here in the last few days, because that's something I'm very passionate about. Rodica has made it a personal commitment to call the church out of apathy into a fruitful walk of intimacy, power, and love with the Father. And her faith-filled words bring people from all walks of life into an uncompromising devotion to God's purpose for their life. And without further ado, Rodica, are you there?
I'm here. Thank
all
you,
right.
John.
Well, I am so excited to have you on this line, and I can tell that just a little bit that I spoke with you yesterday, it was just such a refreshing, hearing about what you're doing in the marketplace, what you're doing for the Lord, specifically in the marketplace. And so what I'd like to do is kind of let you take it from here, and if you feel like maybe there's a pause you want to take, and then I can jump back in. But I don't want to steal any of your thunder. I'd really like you to kind of just share with the folks on the line. And we've got about, there's already about 45 people on the line. When at the top of the hour there was only like 20. If you could share with everybody a little bit about your story, because, the fact that you grew up in communism, just share a little bit about that and what your journey has brought you, what you're currently doing. In other words, just share with people the story. I always tell people with every success story, there's usually three phases that come in, and that's, the dream, and then the struggle, and then there's the prize. And as I always tell people, if you focus on the prize instead of the price, mm-hmm. And what you're doing along with your husband is just phenomenal. So I'm just going to turn it over to you and go whatever direction you'd like to go with this.
Great. Thank you so much, John, for inviting me. And I know that we do have several people from our church and also some people that we minister with in the marketplace on the call, as they have messaged me just a few minutes ago saying they were going to be on the call. So it's good to have everyone here on the call. And, I just want to share a little bit about my background. And, it's just looking over my life, it's just amazing to see just God wonderfully. And, even he can take those tough times in our lives and turn them for our good. So God doesn't waste any opportunity to bless his children. And I was actually born in Romania, and I was raised there until I was 18. And right out of high school, when I graduated high school, I was offered an opportunity to come and attend Bible college in South Carolina in the United States. So but my first 18 years were pretty much my forming years, and I grew up under communism, like you mentioned, and It was interesting because I was blessed to be born in a Christian home. I was one of eight children, and so we actually were very instrumental in bringing foreign missions into Romania because of communism. Romania was closed. We could not have any connection or relationship with people outside of our country, and that was just like a form of control. You know, we had to do basically church underground, and pretty much underground church in Romania for us meant that we were meeting in our homes, and we were having prayer meetings, but we were putting pillows in the windows and, you know, so people wouldn't know what was going on inside. And so with that, we actually opened our home as well to hide missionaries in our home as they started coming in. And, of course, nobody knew there were missionaries. They were coming in, and they were smuggling Bibles in because Bibles were also illegal in Romania growing up. So they would smuggle Bibles in. I grew up in the city of Oradea, and which is very close to the border of Hungary. So as missionaries were driving through the border from Hungary into Romania, you know, our city was right there. So basically I was exposed to, you know, American people from an early age. I was in my probably 10, 11 years old, and I still meet people today that tell me, you know, you probably don't remember me, but I was in your home and you were just a little girl. And we were just at a convention, a pastor's convention in Dallas this last summer. And one of the bishops over the whole convention came to me and he said, you know, you probably don't remember me, but I remember you because I stayed in your home. So it's very interesting to see how many lives we were able to touch, and even, you know, years later, just the fruit of that ministry. So from a very early age, I just fell in love with the American people, and I pretty much I had to learn English because we didn't have it in school, just basically through communicating with missionaries. And I my dream, you know, you mentioned in the beginning about, you know, it all starts with a dream. And so my dream, our dream has always been, you know, to come to the United States, to come to America, to come to a country where we would be free and, you know, we wouldn't have to worry about getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to stand in lines to get our bread and milk. And food was rationed. And we were just, that was our dream. And, you know, the missionaries would bring, I remember the first time I came to see peanut butter. We didn't know what peanut butter was, so it was quite comical. I was trying to figure out what that was and what you do with it. So we didn't quite like it in the beginning, but anyway, we love it now. But just little things that, you know, I think here in America we take for granted. And, you know, when you grow up in another country, it's just everything is a discovery. So
can I just jump in here for 1 second?
Uh-huh.
You've already, you know, I'm taking notes. That's one of the things on every speaker that comes on this call. I always take notes. And the thing, because I coach a lot of people, as you probably know, and they share with me the heartaches and the challenges and how hard it is for them. And then I hear you, you know, living in communism and having to smuggle in Bibles and you know, standing in line at 4:30 in the morning, and my goodness, you know. Now I love my country, so I don't want anybody to think that I don't love America, because I do. Mm-hmm. However, I think that many times, and I don't know if you've noticed this over the last several years you've been in this country, but many times we take our freedom, a freedom of worship, our freedom of the ability to worship who we choose to worship and worship the sovereign God, you know, of Jesus. And I think that the fact that you had to hide that, and have you, what are your thoughts on that, and what type of message do you share as you go into the marketplace? And then as we go further, I'm going to going to ask you, obviously, how you do that, because you were telling me something yesterday that really intrigued me. And for that matter, I know a few people on the call tonight. One of my best friends is on the line, and it may actually interest some of them, including him. So, but let's go back to that first question, I guess is a better way to word it. You know, how have you seen that, the aspect of sometimes the Americans are taking a lot of this for granted, and how do you address that as you go into the marketplace?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, one of the best things for people who grew up here and, you know, if they just take a mission trip, you know, not Romania, just any country, that third world country, that's one way for people to gain appreciation, you know, for America. But, you know, I think for me, having come here to America, we actually came to America when one of my brothers escaped Romania during communism, and so he was the first one to get out of the country. And then we had another brother. He was killed while trying to escape Romania. And then, of course, I was a part of the revolution that took place in 1989. I was 16 years old at that time, so I remember that very, very well. But, you know, when we came here to the United States, we just knew that God brought us here on a mission. And we didn't quite know exactly what that was. I remember when I was a little girl, some of the missionaries that came over, they always wanted to pray with us. And one of them gave me a prophetic word, and he said that, you know, God is going to use you to bring a revolution, and you're going to be in the midst of a great revival. And so I always knew, you know, we would end up in the United States. And then, you know, you go through the process, you know, and that was, let's see, I've been here in the United States over 20 years now. So it's been quite a process. But when we came, when I came to the United States, I attended Bible college. And then in my third year, I met my husband. Of course, as soon as we came to the United States, we became, it's like our entrepreneurship kicked in, and we started, you know, our own businesses, and we started doing things, you know, in that, with that mindset. But in my third year in Bible college, I met my husband, who is American from South Carolina, and he's very entrepreneurial as well, and comes from a family that's very entrepreneurial. And so at 21 years old, I became a pastor's wife. And you have to understand that women in the ministry was a blasphemy in Romania. Mm-hmm. And women were not allowed to speak, you know, in a church growing up. And so having come here to America and going to Bible college, you know, the Romanian people didn't understand quite, you know, what my plans were. And so when I met my husband, you know, I immediately, you know, entered into full-time ministry because my husband had was pastoring at that time. He started a church. Actually, the same year I came from Romania, he started the church. So I became a pastor's wife at a very young age, at 21. And so just God in the beginning just gave me a great love for the people, for the American people. And like I said, that started back in Romania when we were hiding missionaries in our home. And then that just continued throughout, you know, when we moved here. And just learning a lot about the culture and about the people, the American people, and just coming to love them and becoming, you know, becoming an American citizen. I became an American citizen, my goodness, 15 years ago. And when we were pastoring and doing ministry and just loving people, we had an opportunity to actually become more involved in marketplace ministry. And we purchased a business called The Shepherd's Guide, which is it's a Christian Yellow Page, and it's there's shepherd's guides throughout the United States. I think at one point they were in over 100 regions. And so we purchased the franchise for Hampton Roads, for the area where we're living. And we were actually looking at this opportunity, you know, just for an opportunity for us to make an extra income, an extra stream of income. And we didn't realize when we purchased this business that we were actually inheriting, you know, a couple hundred business leaders that were actually advertisers in the Shepherd's Guide. And so we started, you know, connecting with people that were outside of our church and just more on a business level. And so we just started, you know, just talking to them. And, you know, one thing led to another. And before you know it, you know, we're ministering to them. We're praying with them. We're helping them through, whether it's, you know, them needing prayer for maybe physical healing or relational or, you know, for their business. And so it was just a natural thing for us to flow, you know, to let ministry flow out of us, even in a business, you know, setting and in the marketplace. And one of the things that we saw, you know, the basis of us, you know, of our relationship with God and us loving Him is, you know, the two greatest commandments is to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then to love our neighbor as ourselves. And so, you know, we can never lose the touch with people. You know, sometimes we can be entrepreneurs, we can be business leaders, and we cannot lock ourselves in the office and forget that we have a calling to, you know, to people. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that was one of the things that we decided to do. We said, you know what, instead of us sitting here in the church office and waiting for people to come to us for ministry, we're going to go out and we're going to take the church out where the needs are, and just pretty much modeling the example that Jesus gave us, you know, in studying Jesus's life, you know, in the New Testament. Out of the 132 public appearances, 122 of those were in the marketplace.
I saw you put that on my wall on Facebook today. I was not aware of that. That is awesome. That's fantastic.
Yes, Jesus did most of his miracles in the marketplace, and you know, when he called his disciples, he called 12 workplace individuals. And when we saw how Jesus did his ministry and his involvement in the marketplace, we said, you know what? Jesus didn't go in the temple and just sit there waiting for people to come to him. He went and he hung out with them, you know. And so that's what we started doing, and we started attending networking events in the marketplace where, you know, business leaders gathered. And this was about 8 years ago, and this particular one, you know, we became close friends with the president, with the leader of the Christian Business Network, and we went to one of the it was at a lunchtime, and he just resigned. He said, you know, God is calling me to work more into the church. He's calling me to work with pastors and with church. And at that time, we were seeing how so many people were coming to us that were in the marketplace, that were in business, entrepreneurs, saying, oh, you guys have the dream job. I wish, you know, I could work full-time in the ministry. And people were wanting to leave the marketplace and leave the business world to come and work, you know, in the church. And we're like, mm-hmm. wait a minute. This is not right, because, you know, real ministry on Monday through Friday happens out there in the highways and the byways. You know, it's church buildings normally sit empty during the week. You know, we all gather together on Sunday and, you know, midweek service, and, you know, we may have a couple of Bible studies here and there, but, you know, we spend most of our times in the marketplace. And, you know, people are leaving. Our spiritual leaders, people who love God and are on fire for God, you know, as of 8 years ago, they were leaving the marketplace and wanting to, you know, come into church and be on staff you know, at, mm-hmm. at churches. Mm-hmm. And that was when we felt God saying, you know, my husband and I, we kind of have a way of going against the flow. And
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. And we said, wait a minute, something is not right about it. So we're going to go against the flow. And we stopped hiring a big staff, you know, at our church. And we said, you know, we're actually going ourselves. We're not just going to tell people you go in the marketplace and you let your light shine, but we are actually going to model this. So we decided to become more involved in the marketplace ministry. And really, marketplace ministry is all about building relationships, you know, with people. Yeah. And as you build relationships, these people, you know, have needs. And then, you know, you lay hands on the people. We've laid hands on people in the middle of a parking lot and the alleys, you know, in a car, in a restaurant, you know, it doesn't matter where we are, you know, if that person has a need, we stop what we're doing and we pray for them. We've seen people healed. We've seen people saved. We've seen people delivered from addictions, you know, through our ministry in the marketplace. So so it was about 8 years ago that we decided, instead of letting this network of believers coming together die, which actually it did die, and then the Holy Spirit kept convicting us that we should go and start it up again. So
can I interject here? Because I have conversations with a lot of my clients in regards to that, what you just said. Could you describe what that felt like? Obviously, it's probably different for each individual, but when you say the Holy Spirit convicted you, could you give an example to the folks on the line, and we now have almost 60 people, of what that was like, and what did, you know, how did it speak to you? How did the Holy Spirit call you to tell you that you must go back and you know, reignite that passion and use the gift that God has given you? Could you describe
that?
Basically,
when the gentleman resigned and the meeting stopped, we realized the void that was left there. And we kept asking around, you know, are there any networking events for Christians? Are there any gatherings, you know, of Christians in the marketplace? Actually, marketplace wasn't even like something that you talked about, you know,
right.
It's just, you know, networking events and Christians, you know, Christian business networking. And there was nothing. And so we just kept seeing this void out there. And, you know, when I say the Holy Spirit convicted us, it was just, we just felt like we should do something about it, that we felt like we can do something about it. And so I talked to my husband and I said, you know, I think we should go ahead and resurrect, you know, this concept here in our region and start these meetings again. And so we called the previous leader and we told him, you know, we just really feel that, you know, we should step up. And there's such a void, and so he supported us, and he gave us the, you know, permission and his blessing, and so we sent the word out, and at our first meeting of us coming together, I believe it was about 130 business and ministry leaders came together to our first
Praise
meeting.
Praise God! Wow. Hmm.
So we filled up this place, and it was. It was amazing. It was one of those things you can't explain. You just have to experience it, because it was just, you know, all these people coming from, you know, attorneys to doctors to construction to lawn care people to pastors. I mean, we had it all. And just everybody coming together, and it was just so amazing to see the people just connecting together. You know, everybody brought business cards, and they were making sure that, you know, they're making those connections. And so that was really all we needed to see, you know, the need. And so we've been doing this for the last 8 years. And so that's basically, we just sent a call out, and then people just started coming. It was about 6 months ago that we really felt the Lord spoke to us about taking this, what we're doing here in Hampton Roads, taking it to not just to other regions, but to the nations. And we are the kind of people that we have three beautiful children, 16, 9, and 7. And so we're the kind of people that we love home. We're very happy. And we live about 5 minutes away from our church, 5 minutes away from the school, and 5 minutes away from the mall. So we are all about convenience, and we're very happy. We love our church family, and we just have been fulfilled. But it was like the Lord was stirring something in our hearts and saying, you know, in Acts 1:8, when Jesus said, you know, he told his disciples that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. Mm-hmm. And then you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the othermost parts of the earth. And that was really the Great Commission. You know, Jesus says, go into all the world and make disciples. And so it was like the Lord started stirring in our hearts and saying, you know, I've given you the Holy Spirit, you know, at our church, Christian Embassy, and I've given you the power. And we have amazing, you know, services and dynamic preaching, and just we're just really, truly blessed spiritually. You know, we enjoy good spiritual food there. And it was like the Lord was stirring within us that, you know, we have this power and that we cannot contain it, that we need to spread it, to share it. And someone in our church, one of our elders' wives, gave my husband, she said she had a vision, and she saw my husband with a torch, and he had a torch, and he was running with it and spreading the fire and wherever he was going. So, you know, the Lord had to kind of stir our nest and our comfort, you know, to where we were willing to travel, you know, further than 5 minutes to do ministry. And so that's when we prayed about it, and the Lord gave us this new name for our network called the Trusted Compass, because we are finding out, you know, here in America and really all over the world that, you know, we're losing our moral compass. We're losing our compass, and it was like the Lord gave us this name to say, you know, you're going to be a compass. You're going to be a compass that people can trust, and they can come back, you know, to the true north, which is God. So when we decided, you know, to answer the call that God had given us to, and we said, okay, Lord, we're willing, you know, as you open doors for us to go and, you know, spread this movement, you know, in, like he said, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, you know, to other cities, you know, we said we were willing to do that. And so, as soon as we launched the Trusted Compass, we had started another chapter about 45 minutes to an hour away from us. And so we were doing two chapters, one near us in Virginia Beach and then one on the peninsula. And so somehow the word got out as soon as we announced the Trusted Compass, and we started receiving invitations to go and basically take the meetings that we were doing in the marketplace and to duplicate them in other regions. So our third region that we started was in Baltimore, Maryland. We received an invitation there, and so we started, and I believe we had over 50 or 60 people there that came to our very first meeting. And so we've been doing that every month, and then we received invitations. We just got back from York, Pennsylvania. We just started a chapter there. Lancaster, Pennsylvania, we were there. Then we moved into the D.C. area, Washington, D.C., which we believe is so strategic because, you know, I believe that that's where we need a strong Christian presence right now more than ever. And we were totally blown away. We started two new regions there in Fairfax, and I can't remember the other place we were. We've been traveling so much, sometimes I wake up and try to figure out where I'm at. But we packed out, we normally meet at Bonefish Grill. We packed out this restaurant, and people from the D.C. area and people that are involved in politics, ministry, business, attorneys, you know, they were all there, and they came to us. We literally had to ask people to leave because the restaurant had to open up for dinner, and people did not want to leave. They were just saying how they had never seen anything like it and that they, you know, wanted to be a part of the leadership of this movement to make sure that this continues to grow and to spread. We have just been amazed. I believe in the last 2 or 3 months, we have 7 regions that, you know, a total that we have started. And basically, when we go into a region, we believe God has called us to identify ministers, people who feel called to be leaders, spiritual leaders in the marketplace. And so we identify these leaders, and usually those leaders come to us. We don't go looking because, you know, we just want it to be a totally God thing. And so these people actually came to us and said, we feel such a call, basically that void that I was talking about, and such an urgency to do what you guys are doing in Hampton Roads. And some of them have come to actually see what we're doing, and then some of them are like, you know, we're just hearing all these good reports. And, you know, we just want you to come. So what we do, once these leaders catch the vision and say, you know, we feel called to do this, then we train them, and then we go and we literally ordain them as ministers in the marketplace. And so,
wonderful.
Yeah, so because, you know, like I said earlier, my husband and I are non-conventional pastors. You know, we just literally take what the Word says and we just do it. And nobody's really, that I know of, nobody's done anything like it before, but we just feel that the Holy Spirit is saying, you know, you just follow my lead. And we have received invitations to go, you know, Chicago, Detroit area. We have received invitations to go to South Africa. Of course, my home country, Romania. And so we have received international invitations to come and take this ministry all over. And so we are just excited about the fact that there is a revolution that's taking
mm-hmm.
place
mm-hmm.
in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And like I mentioned to you earlier, and we didn't even know this when we started doing it, but recently someone came to us and said, do you realize that this Billy Graham had said a few years ago that the next great revival that's going to take place in America is going to be in the marketplace. And so we're like, no, we didn't know that. And so we actually researched it, and it, sure enough, that was, you know, he said that. So, and then, you know, it was confirmed by, you know, other leaders here in America that, you know, have heard from the Lord. And so we are literally seeing that take place, you know, to where we just go out in the marketplace and we take the fire of the Holy Spirit and we ignite these business and ministry leaders so they can take that fire and go and take it to the people that they have influence over, and basically to use their business as a pulpit in the marketplace, that you don't have to get behind a pulpit in a church to be a minister, that you can take
mm-hmm.
your business and whatever you're doing and use that as a pulpit to minister to people out there.
You know, it's interesting because you shared a little of this with me yesterday, and I had told you I was definitely interested in finding out more for my region,
mm-hmm.
But I'm just curious if there's anyone on the line this evening, and we've got people from Texas, we've got people from Indiana, it looks like Florida, South Florida. I'm actually Northwest Florida. But, you know, if there's people on the line that would like more information on this, and could you – well, first of all, I think I heard you state a restaurant, which was a Bonefish Grill.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you do? Did you go to them explain to them what you're doing, and they gave you a rate for a room for, you know, a
yes.
certain amount of time? Is that how that worked out?
Yes, we have an agreement that we have made, and this is nationally that, you know, we work with a couple of chains, restaurant
mm-hmm.
chains, because we want, you know, the quality.
Uh-oh. Radhika, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. All right, go ahead. For a second there, I lost you, but go ahead.
Yeah, we want you know, the quality of the food to be at a certain level. You know, when we do, mm-hmm. when we as Christians do something, and I love the name of your ministry, we want excellence. And so, you know, we wanted to find a place that the quality of food was good and then also the environment. And so these restaurants actually that we work with, they open specifically for us. They give us the whole restaurant. Mm. So it's the way we have it set up, we really need to have the whole restaurant to us because we bring our own our own microphones and we have guest speakers, and so we make a lot of noise, you know, we have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we have and anyone who's interested in starting a trusted compass in their region, you know, we believe that, you know, our calling is basically just to duplicate what we have been doing here for the last 8 years. And, you know, it works. So we just want to duplicate that and do it with a level of excellence. So, you know, when you have people who are very successful, they could be, you know, their business could be a multimillion-dollar business when they come to an event that they don't feel like they wasted their time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, we noticed when we did attend some Christian networking events that here and there, you know, just the lack of professionalism and excellence. And so when we decided we're going to do this, we said, you know what, that's one of the things that, you know, God's people should put on the best events, you know, and,
amen.
And, you know, people should leave our meetings, you know, saying, wow, that was time well spent. You know, we wanted them to be drawn to come back, you know that they benefited from that time and to come back and bring, you know, others with them. And so, you know, because we have, you know, we have had the mayor of our city of Chesapeake, actually, we met him in the marketplace and we invited him to come and speak to one of our meetings. And so basically, you know, we built a relationship with him, and now he is a vital part of our ministry, of our church. And so, you know, when people come to what you're doing, when they watch you, do they want to follow you, you know, because of the level of your excellence and professionalism, or do they kind of not want to, you know, associate with you? And
mm-hmm.
so the trusted compass, you know, everything that we do, we want to duplicate it and to do it with professionalism where, you know, when the leaders of the city come and the leaders, you know, we've had people in politics because, you know, we believe that God has called us to influence the seven mountains of culture. So we don't separate church from politics. You know, we get involved in government. We get involved in the media. We have actually part of our congregation of our church. We have people who are, you know, on TV, you know, and they're into media and entertainment. And so, you know, we want to be able to attract, you know, the small business leaders as well as the business leaders that are, you know, making multimillion dollars in their business.
Right. Well, you know, the one thing I can tell you is I definitely will want to bring you back sometime, most likely the early part of next year, because you just hit on a passion of mine. In my coaching, one of my themes that I've really been really focusing on for the marketplace is the seven mountains. And the seven cultures, because I think that, you know, the Great Commission that Jesus spoke of is sometimes, and I don't know that it's always done on purpose, but oftentimes we don't impact the culture the way Jesus felt that we should. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited when I found out that you are a big believer in that aspect too, because the key to me, at least, and hopefully you agree with this statement, is that Jesus was calling to make disciples of nations.
Mm-hmm.
Getting people saved, obviously, is key, but mm-hmm. That's only one facet of that. And so the fact that what you're doing is just incredibly so powerful. And, you know, we've got about maybe 15 or minutes or so that if you'd like to go that far, it's up to you if you want to stay on for that long. But what I was going to ask you to do in these last few minutes is and we've got, we've only had one person leave, so that's pretty good. We've got over 50, about 57, 58 people. You know, could you, first of all, because, and I don't think I had mentioned this to you, but I kind of came up in the business realm in an industry that I have no idea of, because I didn't mention it to you, if you have any understanding or knowledge of it, but it was the network marketing industry, which mm-hmm. in some eyes, some people don't have the best view of it. But what I have always told my team, and when I was actually actively building that industry, was that, you know, the greatest networker of all was Jesus, because he started off with 12, and then, you know, he's gone on to, 2.5 billion, I believe. I don't know, it may be more than that now,
mm-hmm.
but last time I checked, 2.5 billion Christians throughout the world. And I've had people say, you know, John, this really sounds interesting, but how in the world could I use that concept with my business in this type of a business? And I'd be interested to, you know, and I don't know if you've had experience that way, but if you haven't, then that's fine. But what I'm curious is, you know, when you meet with people and they want to take the mantle and really step up, because I know some people on the line tonight that I believe that would be a passion of theirs. It would be a definitely they would get fired up about that idea mm-hmm. to really instill in their business. You know, how would you speak to those people? Because there's several people on the line tonight that I think could really benefit from just a little insight of what is the next step. You know, what would they do at this point?
And speaking to people who are doing network marketing?
Well, that would be one, but not necessarily. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I don't want you to touch on something that you maybe don't feel.
Right. Yeah, I was very involved in network marketing for 10 years. We are total believers in creating multiple streams of income. So I was
mm-hmm.
doing a little business on the side in network marketing
mm-hmm.
and actually was very blessed. I believe I was a top sponsor 1 year out of 12,000 distributors. So I really got into it. So,
mm-hmm.
but anyway, it was a lot of fun, and I learned so many skills, you know, people skills, speaking skills. So if anyone who's on the call tonight, if you're in network marketing, you are getting not just to work a business, but you're getting an education. I mean, there is so much learning opportunity in network marketing and the trainings and just every aspect of network marketing I just love. You know, one of the reasons why we shifted into doing something that we can pass on to our children, you know, a business that we could either sell later or pass on to our children. But, you know, with ministry in the marketplace, you know, it's all about going where people are, and that's what Jesus did, going where people are, and just being sensitive to their needs. And then when you identify a need, you know, try to meet that need. And you know, normally it's just by praying with people. I will tell you a quick example, and this gentleman is actually on the call tonight. He told me he was getting on the call. But his name is Paul, and he was a professional networker in the sense of he loves to go to 3 or 4 networking events a day.
Wow.
And he just goes from one networking event to another. And he's just a people person, a very likable, great personality. And he was not serving God when he showed up at our networking, you know, at our event. We were calling it Christian Business Network, but the Trusted Compass. And so, but somebody invited him, or somebody kept pursuing him, you know, you got to come, you know, that's like the best they have the best networking event in Hampton Roads. And he's like, what? He said, you know, I've been to every, you know, networking event. You know, I got to go check this out. So he eventually, you know, gives in and says, okay, I'll come check it out. And so he comes in and he's like, you know, I've already been to two or three networking events today and I haven't gotten any business. So I hope, you know, this thing works here. And so, you know, we're like, you know, just chill and, you know, you're going to have a great time. So by the end of our meeting, he's a caterer. And by the end of the meeting, the Holy Spirit touched him, first of all. And he was like, whatever you guys are doing, I want to be a part of this.
Amen.
And he didn't know all the Christian talk and, you know, all that stuff, but he was like, I'm going to follow you guys wherever you go. I'm going to follow you guys. And
yeah, that's the favor of God right there.
Exactly. So not just that, but he received, by the end of the meeting, he received like two or three leads for his job. He's a caterer, so he received two or three jobs, you know, to do a catering event. And he was blown away by that. So we just call him our Peter. You know, you were Peter who fished all night and caught no fishes, you know, and then you have an encounter with the Lord. And now, you know, your nets are breaking to where, you know, he has to call for help for people to come and help him with his catering business because, you know, God is blessing him so much. And, you know, very soon after we led him to the Lord, he came back to God and he's in relationship with the Lord, and we're discipling him, and his business is growing.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
so
let me just interject one thing here because you just touched on something that I've, you know, I know a lot of folks on the line actually don't know me that well, but it was just this year. Well, actually, I'll take that back. It was about 18 months ago that I really had a major shift because I was building a business of coaching. And the Lord spoke to me, and I remember one morning he said, when are you going to include me in your business?
Wow.
And I thought, wow. I mean, it was like, oh, man. And, you know, ever since I've put the Lord in the center of my business has exploded. And for anyone that's on the line, and most likely there's probably not, but maybe somebody that's maybe going to listen to this call, if you're kind of like toying around with the idea, should I or shouldn't I, if you haven't figured that out by now after listening to Rodica and what I've just said, believe me, the blessing that you'll get from your business is just, there is nothing like it. Because I turned my business over to a kingdom business, and once I made it a kingdom business, you know, someone on my wall today, I saw something about, you know, when your vision gets in alignment with God's vision, you know, your provision is essentially guaranteed. And I remember my coach told me that many years ago, and I didn't listen right away. I was a little bit stubborn at first, but, you know, the more I started seeing what was happening, things came around. And like I said, in the last 18 months, it's just been a miracle. And, you know, I got to thank you. I could have you talk for another hour easy.
It's gone by fast.
Oh, my goodness, it has. It really has. I'm looking at the time going, oh, my goodness. How about if we do this? Is there a way that, and I don't know how many people this will affect, but is there a way people can get in contact with you to find out more about the Compass, about what you're doing, and maybe finding out, you know, if they want to, you know, actually get more information about how they could start doing this in their area? And I know that you had mentioned international opportunities, and I want to mention this while the recording's going. One of my clients is in Italy. But he was from your country, Romania, and I'm just curious if there is anything in the works for, you know, somewhere in that area to open something like this up there.
Absolutely. I know we are praying and discussing a trip to Europe. So, you know, when we go, we would like to be in several countries, so we are going to be very strategic when we go. So absolutely, if anyone who's in Europe is interested, please contact me, and then, you know, in our planning the trip, we will make sure to include, you know, your country that you're from.
All right. Well, you're breaking up on me again, unfortunately. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
The best way for people to contact me, of course, I'm on Facebook, and I check that every day. I'm under Rodica, R-O-D-I-C-A, Lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T, or by email, which is my name, Rodica Lambert, at me.com.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, Rodica, I got to say, this has been, just a whirlwind. I've got almost 2 pages of notes, and it's been such an awesome pleasure and honor to have you on this line. And I definitely want to find out more, because this is definitely something that is very intriguing to me. And, I feel like this is exactly what the Lord has been speaking to me to do, to take his kingdom and further it in any way, shape, and form that I can. So, but again, I just want to make sure that I thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to come on this call. And again, I hope and believe and pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and your husband and your family and your ministry and everything that you do.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me. It was a wonderful pleasure being with you.
Well, again, thank you so much. Well, folks, we're going to go ahead and end the call. And again, we got a lot of new people. We probably had at least 15 new people tonight. I just want to, welcome you back. If you'd like to come back, I've got another incredible entrepreneur lady that's going to be on the call next week with an incredible message in a specific area that there is a definite need for also. So if you, it's same time, same phone number. And I will be posting information on my Facebook wall if you are interested. And if anyone would like to connect with me, feel free to let me know. I am definitely on my new account that I have. I definitely have plenty of opening space to add new friends to my Facebook account. So I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight. And until next week, take care, everybody, and God bless.